We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Do you make hot dogs in water? Do you boil them?
Yeah. Okay. Not every time.
Yeah, I don't do that. So this is not something that I have an issue with, but leftover hot dog water.
Yeah, that goes down the drain.
Yes, that seems like that's where it should go. Mm-hmm. Or maybe pour it in your compost pile or something. I don't know.
I don't have a compost pile.
But if you had one. So this brewery in Texas, they are using leftover hot dog water, and they are making a hard seltzer from that hot dog water, brewed hot dog water. I don't even know if I can continue talking about this.
I'm getting that watery thing in my mouth where I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Apparently, they say it tastes like boozy hot dog. I don't even know if that would even be appealing. They're not sure if it's going to, it's not been announced yet if it's going to be available in stores. They're having an event at their brewery in Texas and later this month, and then you can go and try it. But, okay, so Joey Chestnut was in the hot dog eating competition yesterday.
And won again.
Yes, again, by like 20 hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the runner-up
closest guy was 20 hot dogs behind him.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But I wonder if somebody like Joey would be interested in something like this. Probably not.
All right, so you're a semi-professional gurgitator yourself.
Semi-professional.
Well, you've never been paid to do it.
Right.
But you have won 5 years in a row, the watermelon eating contest. The thing is that it's not like you sit and wish you could have watermelon all the time, or that when you're not having the contest that, you know, you're just like, well, I'm going to drink me some watermelon water or something.
Right. You know, the funny thing is, we had a get together with friends yesterday, and we brought over a lot of food. And one of those things, as we were buying stuff, I said, well, I feel like we should buy a watermelon because people like watermelon.
They do.
And so we brought watermelon. I put a piece on my plate thinking, yeah, it's watermelon. And then when I went, I picked it up to eat it, and I thought, what am I doing? Why am I eating watermelon? I have not recovered yet mentally from all that watermelon consumption on Friday. Not that I don't like watermelon. It's just when you have so much of it at one time, it's like,
You realize you ate almost 2 pounds of watermelon in like 5 minutes.
That's a lot of watermelon.
That's a lot of watermelon.
Well, I wonder how long it is that Joey Chestnut waits between hot dogs. Does he eat hot dogs on a regular basis? I wonder.
I don't know.
I'd like to sit down and talk to him sometime.
Yeah. He honestly seems like a pretty cool guy.
I wonder, does he like hot dogs? Or does he just go into another mindset? And he's like, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do this.
You know. It's tunneling your way out of prison. It's like, I got all the time in the world. I'm just going to get this done. I'm going to get free.